Blog Talk Radio.
Queen. She's blessed to be here another week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you guys for tuning in. So those that are listening to me live on the radio, I'm also live on my Facebook page, Emma E2K. So if you're not following me, please make sure you do so. People have asked me to go live at the same time of me doing the show. I don't know why. People want to see what I look like. So I'm live, and people see what I look like in the morning. My hair all erect. My bangs are not on fleek, but it's all good. I woke up today. God gave me another day, another opportunity, another chance. Like, come on. How can I be so ungrateful? Like, we really be some ungrateful creatures. Lord Jesus, we apologize. So welcome, everybody. Welcome. So today's topic, before I get into my topic, let me do my shout outs and stuff. So first, happy birthday goes out to VJ Knuckles. Happy birthday to VJ. Happy birthday to all those that are celebrating a birthday. God bless all those, congratulations to those that just got married, those that just got baptized. Whatever it is that you're celebrating, man, congratulations on your new job, on your new apartment, on your new house, on your new car. Congratulations to whatever it is that you're celebrating, man. And in case you don't know, February is Black History Month, but it's also Latin History Month. So get to know your history. Fortunately, now you can just Google everything. And all the information is there. So, hey, take advantage. Use Google. Also, February 14 is usually 1 billion rising. So shout out to all those that are going to be participating in the dance for 1 billion rising this year. 1 billion rising is a stand on all women that experience violence around the world. So this is a global movement each year that's done February 14, but I believe that this year, for some reason, they said they were celebrating February 13. I'm not too sure, not 100%, but I do know that February 14 has been the day that we dedicate to stand up to women against violence globally, all around the world. So whatever you're doing on February 14, when you're buying flowers and you're buying hearts and you're buying, you know, those love gifts, do another act of love and go to 1billionrising.org and get connected. It's everywhere around the world. So in your state, there's a group of women getting together and group of men getting together, standing up and saying no more violence to women. So that's 1billionrising. Join the movement. Yeah, there's too many women. Every 9 seconds, a woman is being assaulted. A young girl or woman is being assaulted every 9 seconds. You know how many are going to be assaulted by the time I finish this show? Too many. So let's stand up, 1 billion rising. Yes, India, I know that you're always educating Afro-Latino. And thank you for that. You know, we need more of you to be able to get up and teach. When you learn, you're supposed to teach. And a lot of people learn and kind of hold it to themselves. I don't know why, but yeah, we're made to learn and then teach. So the topic for today, you know, before I go to topic, I'm gonna go to one more song, and then I'll come back on topic.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, and I see your face.
Imagine a place with no political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, romance, exploring action, living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and then it's reconciliation with healing and forgiveness. place legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. When all I'm fair, fade away. I know that your time is near. I pray they are here. Come in this love as we call for change.
Imagine a city where churches work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure. That goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining. Dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. When all I'm fair.
Started with Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan, traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us into lives that crumble, churches that stumble, a world that fumbles. Brings us full circle back to humble. Humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal. Now humble beats go and rebuild.
Oh, yeah, girl, can I see your face? No, it's time to hear. I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. When all I'm fair is to fade away. Oh, I know that your time is near. I pray they'll hear. You're calling this love as you're calling for change.
Good morning, good morning. Motivation of Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma Ichuke. And the topic today is, what is your love language? Shout out to Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. I'm proud to say another year, I am a media sponsor for Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. This will be the 11th year. They're out in the Bronx. So if you're out in the Bronx, make sure you go Saturday, March to Hostos Community College. It's located at 149th and Grand Concourse in the Boogie Down, of course. So if you're in the Boogie Down, March 3rd, make sure you go to Hostos College for Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. I wish I was out there. It's dope. So it's a different theme each year. And this theme, it's about fresh, fearless, and woke. Woo! Stay woke. Stay woke. So shout out to everyone over there at Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. Everybody doing their thing and putting in that work for the 11th year. It's not easy, doing these yearly functions and having all the support from the community. So, and that's a family thing, like the whole family, and it's free, y'all. Come on, free. So, shout out to Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. Good morning, Lizette. Good morning, Queen. Queen Salute. Yes, if I do come out to New York, I'll get you, Janet. you're going India? Good, good. Make sure you take pictures and tag me, man. Make sure you tag me. I'm blessed, Emma E2K, to be a sponsor again this year. It's amazing to be, part of an event that elevates and empowers our women, young girls, and our families. So, and we need that, man. We need that so much. I don't know if I'll be there this year. I don't want to say no just yet. It's not final. I pray that I'll be able to have that opportunity to do that. If not, you know, I look forward to next year. But I know they're about to rock that. So let me get into the topic. Our topic for today is discussing what is your love language? What is your love language? So I took that test, the love language. I don't know if anybody else has taken it. But I took that test. But before I review myself and what my love language is, I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick. 646, good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, peace. 646, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, sis. What's good?
Good morning, E. Good morning. I'm glad you dialed the right number.
I know. I called it. I said, uh-oh, wrong number. She ain't going to pick up.
Exactly, I'm on the air. You know what time I'm on the air.
Hey, I think I'm on Puerto Rican time.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus, now. So, this is here. So I'm talking about what is your love language. You know, Valentine's coming up, and, you know, everybody's speaking about love, even though they should talk about love every day. But,
okay, time.
So it's five languages. So, either words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, or physical touch.
Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. Lord, love shouldn't be only one day. Love should be every day. Every
Absolutely.
Day. That's why when these people, oh, let me go get a dozen roses for my girl, and let me go buy her some diamonds and some chocolate. Brothers, love is every day. If your queen, if that's your queen, love should be every day, man. You know, hook up, cook some dinner for her. You know, do what, I mean, women, they all do everything for us. Come on, guys. Wake up, smell the coffee, start doing for them, man. Just think you're coming home, bringing, that's all good and gravy. That's all good and gravy. But what man out there that's effing them? And then not only that, some men mess up, and they mess up for the good men. And I said that's not right, because all men shouldn't be blamed. There are some great men out there. There are some great men.
Yep.
I'm one of them.
I can attest to that. There are some good men there. You're absolutely right. Good morning, Myron. Good morning. What's good, homie? What's good? So my question, though, E, to you is, what is your language? In other words, what do you consider love? Like, so if somebody give you words of affirmation, or if they do acts of service for you, or giving you gifts, or quality time with you, or physically, you know, touching, a hug. So which one is yours? Which one is your language?
A hug, good morning, you know, I love you, baby, I see you later, you know. I mean, yo, I don't know about these men out here, but I get, and I rub my woman's feet when she gets home from work. You have to rub her feet. Show some love and affection, man. Guys, you know, cook a dinner for her. Hey, one man out there do their girl's nails. No, man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all about love, guys. You have to respect that woman, because that woman, when she was born, she came from your rib, okay? She's your queen. You got to cherish her. You got to tell, hey, baby girl, I mean, communicate. Some men out there don't communicate with their woman. You know, and my thing is with a woman, she's like a flower. She's like a flower. A flower, if you don't water it, it dies. If you don't pay attention to your woman, she would die.
Mm.
And you know,
okay.
I'm the guy that likes to do everything.
Yeah. You're right. So with, you know, so what happens is about communication, right? And this is why I'm talking about love languages, that a lot of people don't communicate because they don't know the other person's love language. So, like, for instance, somebody may want to give me a gift, and things like, oh, I'm going to be just jumping up for joy, like, oh, my God, you're getting me a bracelet. Well, all along, I wanted you just to write me a love letter because that's my language.
Exactly.
You know,
that's material stuff. Finally, you know, it's material, guys. You know, write her a letter. Tell her I love you. Tell her I love her in the morning. You know, hey, babe, what are we going to do tonight? Surprise her. Don't always ask her what we're going to do. Surprise her. Women love that.
I like
that. They love that attention. Yes. Stop thinking about your boyfriend. Boy is that.
Not only that, but like, surprise, right? So there's some women that don't like surprises, though. So you have to know that woman's language. What is it that woman should have? If you give a stuffed animal versus a bracelet, give me a bracelet. I don't want no stuffed animal. So that's their
really?
Language. But you have to know. You have to
but
know
really
their language.
Really a stuffed animal? Really?
Listen. I'm just saying. What? Hold on. All fairness. This is where the communication breaks. Because see what you just said? A prime example. And I'm gonna go in on that right now. Because this is exactly
okay.
why we're doing the show. Good morning, Sandra.
Right.
Good morning. So, what you think, like, you're thinking, oh, my God, if I get a diamond or pursuit, she's going to love me. And all along, if you didn't really get to know this woman, maybe just giving her stuffed animal really showed her that love because that's her language. It could
right.
be a letter for her. Be as simple
right.
as just spending time for her, picking her up and just talking to her for an hour. Everybody's love language is different. This is why we're
discussing
love language. Everybody loves
okay.
different. Not everybody loves the same. They love you but will never tell you that they love you. And inside, they're dying for you.
Right.
True that. So that's what I'm discussing
that,
today.
Okay.
Love language. How to get to know somebody's love language when
okay.
you are dealing with them. Because if you don't,
right.
you miss whole things. See, that's why some men, they come with all this expensive stuff, and some of the women be like, oh, that was nice. And they feel bad, like, that was nice. Girl, I just spent, like, thousands of dollars on this. Yeah, but that's
what she wasn't expecting
thought.
That.
That's what she
wasn't expecting
was nice.
That.
For
yep.
her, now it would have probably been that you would have spent a couple of hundreds and maybe took her out to dinner, just you and her time.
Right. You're right. I mean, she didn't want that. She probably wanted to cook dinner at home. You didn't have to take her. I mean, go take her to a restaurant. She wanted you to cook dinner. She didn't want those
exactly.
that bracelet. She wanted a pair of sneakers. She didn't.
Exactly.
You know, like.
So what about,
like some
what
women,
about the woman? Wait a minute. What about the woman that cooks every day? Maybe at that point in time, you want to take her out to eat, but she's cooking every day.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Give her a break. You take over the kitchen. Men should start taking over the kitchen. Some men just want to go home and say, oh, I'm tired. Really? Your job hasn't finished, brother.
Go to the kitchen.
It continues. It continues when you off work. It continues at home. Okay? It
yes.
continues at home. And your job finished when everybody's in bed laying down. And not even then.
We got to teach our boys to wash dishes, too. I don't know why you said that.
You know me. I clean dishes. I cook. I clean clothes. I iron clothes. I put clothes away. I do all that good stuff.
Excuse me. Title is not dating show. This is just your love language. Okay? This is not a dating show. Don't be looking for dating or motivational.
There she goes.
So Janet on Facebook says, I remember would always buy my stuff, and I would say, don't buy me stuff, just spend time with me. So, yes, Janet, so your language is quality time.
And that's great.
Your language is quality time. Some people, you know, desire quality time. Some people straight up will let you know, listen, I need you to spend some money on me. But if you're okay with that, that's fine. But this is what I'm saying. You got to get to know the person you with, their love language. Their thing could be as simple as, yo, hug? Can I get a massage at the end of the day? Like,
exactly. That's what I mean. When your woman gets home, I'm a type of guy that I let her sit down, have her son a drink first, and then I start rubbing her shoulders, rubbing her feet, rubbing her hands, make her relax a little more because she probably had a hard time at work. You know, you have to, when she gets home, you want her to relax. Don't worry about anything. Mama, I got another call.
Yeah. Okay, excuse me. You're the one that's like, oh, excuse me, he got another call. Yeah, I thought you were trying to get a date. All right, bye. See you. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. All right,
bye-bye.
Lord Jesus. He got another call. He's online. You believe this? This only happens to me. Motivation on Mondays. We feel empowered. Positive host. M-A-E-2-K. Yeah, I just, you know. So, yeah, so we're discussing love language, and it's interesting because sometimes we assume, and it's not good to assume, sometimes we assume that we know what the other person wants, and sometimes we hit it right on the nose, like, hey, this was it. But other times we fail, y'all, because we're not really taking out the time to really find out what people's true love language is. We just want to guess, like, okay. You know, that's why Valentine's Day, too, is like dulling down because it's like you expect it. Okay, I'm going to get flowers. I'm going to get chocolate. You're going to take me out to eat. Get close. Everybody's doing the same thing. Just saying, you know. I do something different. Like, come on. So I'm going into music, and I'll be right back letting you know what my love language is because I took the test. And I think you guys need to take the test. And I'm going to give you the information where you can take the test to know, so you can find out what your love language is. I'm going to music. Be right back.
I gotta get this off my chest to let it go. I need to take back the light inside you stole. You're a criminal, and you feel like you're a pro. All the pain and the truth I wear like a battle wound. So ashamed, so confused, I was broken and bruised. Now I'm a warrior. Now I've got thicker skin. I'm a warrior. I'm stronger than I've ever been. And my armor is made of steel. You can't get in. I'm a warrior. And you can never hurt. Out of the ashes, I'm burning like a fire. You can save your apologies, you're nothing but a liar. I've got shame, I've got scars that I will never show. I'm a survivor in more ways than you know. Cause all the pain and the truth I wear like a battle wound. So ashamed, so confused, I'm not broken or bruised. Cause now I'm a warrior. Now I got thicker skin. I'm a warrior. I'm stronger than I've ever been. And my armor is made of steel. You can't get in. I'm a warrior. I'm stronger than I've ever been. And my armor is made of steel, you can't get in. I'm a warrior, and you can never harm me again.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed week, man. Thank you for everybody that's been tuning in through Facebook Live. If you're not following me, make sure you follow me, Emma E2K. Those that are live, the reason I repeat, because we're live on the radio, and those people can't see me. Only y'all can see me. And the reason I went live is because people are requesting. They want to see what I look like. They want to see my expression. I don't know why. But hey, okay. Just trying to work it out. So today we're talking about what is your love language, right? A lot of people assume to know what their partner, what their partner's love language is, what their spouse's love language is, and a lot of times they fail, and that's because they don't take out the time to really understand or know what their love language is. So, for instance, I took the test for the love language, right? And so it's between five of them. So it's between words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, or physical touch. My love language, my main love language is affirmation. So to me, I'm very big on people, on motivating people, for people motivating me, right? So that's how I motivate others, because I get motivated. I get inspired. You know what I'm saying? I learn and then I teach. So my language is definitely affirmation. And then the next one is quality time. So affirmation comes first, then quality time, then acts of service. And receiving gifts was in the bottom. It's not about receiving gifts, it's the thought of the gift, you know? Because if you make me a homemade card, and please do not flood my mailbox with it now, I'm just saying. If I get a homemade card for my birthday, that's coming up, by the way, February 19th, just saying. Receiving all type of things. Yeah, okay, so I'm just saying, So my love language is affirmation, acts of service, affirmation, quality time, acts of service, and then receiving gifts. So somebody, my future Boaz, that wants to know what my love language is, that's what my love language is, you know, affirmation, quality time, acts of service, and receiving gifts. Receiving gifts is really the bottom. Because the gift itself is not important. It's the action behind it. It's the love behind it. You know what I'm saying? Good morning, Mrs. Sin. Queen salute to you. Thank you for stepping in and watching. So we're talking about what is your love language. Do you know what your love language is? Have you ever taken the test? So I went to a website. Which website is that?
BeliefNet.com.
So I went to www.BeliefNet.com, and there it allows you to take the test what your love language is. Which one do you speak? Because we all speak different love languages. We all love different, right? There's some people that when they receive gifts, they're the most happy. It's like, oh, my God, people really love me. There's some people that will just, feel love when they're actually doing things for others. It's when they feel most complete, you know. Hello, Queen. Good morning, Queen. Queen, salute to you. It's Motivational Mondays, and we're discussing what is your love language. Do you know what your love language is? Like, it's five of them. So it's words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. What would be yours? Oh, Jen, how'd you do it? Okay, so what is yours? What is your love language? I think that's amazing. when you're in a relationship, when you're getting to know somebody, to know what their love language is. Listen, it'll save you a lot of money, first of all. Because if you're a person that likes to buy expensive gifts, and you're with someone that just wants you to write them physically a love letter or a thank you letter or acknowledgement letter or just words of affirmation, you can save a lot of money. Just, you know, just by doing the words of affirmation instead of buying the gift. And I'm not downing on people that buy gifts. I'm not saying don't buy nobody a gift. I'm just saying that some people love language is different. It's not about gifts. It's about maybe just, you know, can I give you a massage? Can I rub your feet like Edgar the last caller said? You know, some people like to get their feet rubbed or a nice good massage or something. But know your love language and know your partner's love language or the person you're dealing with, or even just in friendship. Know how your friends experience love so you know how then to love them, how to love on them. There's people that don't like to be hugged. So you think, oh, let me hug this person to show them love. And they're like, can you get off of me? You know, so you're not really showing them love. But there's some people that if you just spend time with them, you know, if you write them letters, if you just do a service for them, that now you're loving on them. You know what I mean? Yes, your time. Okay, I need a person's time and full attention. That's what I crave. All right, so that's awesome that you know your love language. Not everybody does. And I'm going in my phone line to see who's on with me. Good morning, 347. Good morning, y'all, with Emma E2KB.
Good morning, Queen. How are you?
Good morning, Queen. Queen salute. We got Queen Giselle on the line.
How are you today, honey?
I'm great. I'm great. Just getting, you know, just getting ready. It's Valentine's Day. And I want to discuss, you know, people's love language, because I got into this conversation with a friend of mine, and they were like, you know, they asked me like a question, like, what's your love language? And I have to like think about it, like, what do you mean my love language? Like, yeah, like what can people do to, you know, for you or to you that you will feel love? And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. So I took the test. There's a test that tells you about what your love language is. And it's divided by five things. So it's either you're a person that loves to receive words of affirmation or acts of service or receiving gifts or quality time or physical touch.
I will go with the quality time.
Quality time, okay.
The gift to me doesn't do it. It really doesn't. Like, to me, Valentine's is so overrated. I see so many people being all over doing Valentine's, and the next day they're fighting, and the day before they were fighting. And it's just, to me, it's just so commercialized. So a gift wouldn't do it to me. Now, time, yes. Quality time, yes. Knowing that they make the time to see me, to be with me, yes. Time to me will be it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I took the test, and to me, mine came out words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, and then receiving gifts. But my first one was words of affirmation. I'm more of a word person. I'm the type of person that if you say, you know, like I hold you to your word.
Oh, yeah. But that, you know? that to me doesn't show me that. You see, to show me and me feeling love, it's the time. Yeah, they say whatever. Let's face it, sometimes they say words in certain places that they won't do after. So words are not so much for me. Time. Where is the test at, though? Where do you have the test posted? Where do you have the test posted?
Oh, okay, so I'm going to right now put the link. I'm going to take the link and I'm going to post it on my page, and then you can take it from there. But it's called the Five Love Languages Quiz.
Okay.
And I'm going to take it, so I can inbox it directly, however you feel you want me to do.
If you could post it as support, those who support you, in your page there, I will grab it from, I will take it from there. That's interesting. I never had anybody ask me, what is your love language? That was a very interesting question.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, ooh, this is definitely a good topic, especially now that Valentine is coming and people are running around like, oh my God, do I have to buy something expensive? Should I buy her jewelry? Should I buy her this? First of all, I think you should find out what her love language is before you start going just running around buying stuff, right?
True.
Know what they really are going to appreciate. So I just posted the link on my page so you can go and take the test, and then let me know. I'm interested to know what your result is after you take the quiz. Good morning, Ms. Carmen.
To me, like, a Valentine's gift that I never had and I long to have one day is just to come home and have dinner cooked for me and be treated like a queen. Even if it's that one day. Something simple, no kids. I raised the fact that the kid won't be there and just cook something for me. Let's dance in the kitchen.
So I had a caller. I had a caller earlier, which was a man, and he was saying just that. He was like, amping up the men. Y'all should go in the kitchen and just, you know, cook, wash dishes, or just, you know, without being told. Like, I'm like, you know, that for some women that cook every day, they're in the kitchen and they, you know, running, coming
home
from work and cooking. Taking them out is a great thing. But for some women that you take them out all the time, that's not a great thing. Maybe you want to cook. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what, but that he said that people washing dishes and not being told. Like, okay, I'm not going to touch that. Because, honestly, that's what we do every day. We wash dishes. They don't tell us wash dishes. We do this daily.
Well, okay. Wait a minute, I got to stand up for the men that do wash dishes. So shout out to those men that wash dishes. Whoever you are, shout out to you. Keep washing them dishes because it's working.
No, but I was talking about the women. The women always doing it.
Well, listen,
we always do it.
Not all women, I'm just saying, not all women, but the majority, I get you. I know I watch this in the day, and I got the washer. What is it? What do you call it? I got the dishwasher. I don't use it. I like to know that it's clean, and I like to wash my hands.
Yes.
Make sure
to
wash. Like, so, I don't know. I have everybody be like, but you got a dishwasher. Yeah, but I wasn't raised up like that. They were like, listen, get into that kitchen. Here's the soap. Here's the thing. Wash. My mother was not playing.
Emma,
she was like,
you know what it is? We all school, baby, because I'm the same way. We all school.
Listen, as soon as you able to get up on that countertop and you start washing the dishes.
That's right. I don't care for the dishwasher. That's not for me. What are you doing this Valentine's?
So great question that you asked me. I'm going to answer you right now. Hold on. Good morning, Brianna. Good morning. Yes, not all women, Ms. Carmen, not all women. So what I'm doing this Valentine's Day, I'm going to be at my church. We're having a comedy show along with a fashion show. And me and my partner, Tarika, we're going to bring out our T-shirt line, which is called Urban Christian Women. Yay!
Nice.
I love my church. So we're going to have a booth, and we're going to be selling items, Urban Christian Women items. And so I'll be there. Crossover, 1235 Fowler Avenue. Whoever's in Tampa, come on by. Come on through. What's the name of the community?
Nice.
Kuntunde? Akuntunde. I may be saying it wrong, and I apologize if I am. But the comedian is Akuntunde. And he's funny. Oh, my God. He is hilarious. I can't wait. I'm excited. So we're going to do a fashion show and a catwalk and everything. So it's going to be nice. Ms. Carmen said Akuntunde. Am I saying it right? You know, I got my Spanish accent. Acentunde. Am I saying it right? Can I get some thumbs up? Okay, Acentunde. So he is hilarious. He is funny. So that's what I'm doing for Valentine's Day. I'm going to be at my church bringing out the new line. I got a thumbs up. So I'm saying that name right. It's Akintunde. If anybody want to Google him and find out information about him. So he'll be at Crossover Church making us laugh. And then we're going to have a fashion show. We're going to have my pastor, Urban D, is performing a piece. Because he's bringing out his clothing line, which is Eternal. And so it's Eternal Clothing. What's his website? EternalClothing.com. Mm-hmm. So check out his clothing line, EternalClothing.com. Yeah, support that. So that's in honor of his parents that passed away last year. Both his mom and dad passed away. So him honoring his parents. Doing this clothing line, so you know, support the movement, support the core. Yeah, and I'm gonna go live, so I will be going live on Wednesday. So you know, you guys get the opportunity to share that moment with me, with us, and yeah. So Janet,
I hopefully I will see your live friend, because I have a date with my kids.
Oh.
I'm taking my kids on a date, so all three of us.
My kids will be with me. So, yeah, actually, I'll be on a date with my kids, too. Yeah, we'll be just loving on each other on Valentine's Day. And everybody else that comes in. Crossover, don't forget, Wednesday.
Now, let me ask you something. But the day that I'm going with my kids, I'm going to my daughter's house, and my kids are cooking for me. I'm not cooking on Wednesday. I'm not cooking. My son that now is vegan. He's making a vegan dish. My daughter is doing an Italian dish. And the little one, he's making cupcakes, which I have to buy at the store. But that's what he's making. So that will be my Valentine's. Now, let me ask you something, because, you know. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said the most I probably get from my kids is some toasted bread. But it's all good. I'll eat it.
That's right. Eat it with love. It was made with love. Now, let me ask you something about this comedy show in the church. Yes. A comedy show, how really is the comedy? And it just, you know, it's, so you couldn't explain to people that might go by. What kind of comedy can really, how can it be done in the church? I mean,
okay,
it's
good question. That's a good question. So, I want you to Google him, and so you can be able to hear his jokes. His jokes are very relatable. They're PG, so they're not, you know, they're not. He's not talking about craziness. He's talking about real life stuff, though. That is like, just because we're Christians doesn't mean we're not funny people and we don't be laughing about some stuff. Like, we laugh about
some stuff.
No, of course
not. I know you're funny, so I know that's a fact.
So, because I turn up, but I just turn up different. You know, I just change the way I turn up, but I still turn up. I love to have a good time. I love to laugh. And he, so there's a part, if I can remember, there's a part that he said, he talks about women being treated like a Kia or like a Mercedes. Was it Mercedes, right? Being treated like a Kia or like a Mercedes. What are you, a Kia or Mercedes? And I was like, well, hold up, because I drive a Kia. But I'm a Mercedes, girl.
Oh, God.
So things like
you
that.
You do drive a kid.
Where I'm like, yo, did he just, I don't know whether to laugh or to be insulting right now. Like,
I know, right?
So he talks about things like that, which is hilarious. The things that he talks about, it's so real. It's just, it's funny because it's real. He says, so he doesn't have to curse, he doesn't have to do none of that. You just have to kind of just touch on the realness, and you just start falling laughing. So I told you just a little bit, and you started laughing. So, you know, imagine he's going to be on like, I think he's doing like 45 minutes, or what are you doing? He's doing two sets, so I think each set is maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes. But oh my God, it's just going to be, I'm just excited and waiting because this will be the first comedian that I will hear also in a church, girl. So I'm with you.
Okay. So tell me the experience after that. And the reason why I say that, me personally, I don't like a comedian that is too vulgar. I really don't like that. I just think it's not funny. To me, the level of vulgarity has to have like some balance. It has to be some balance. So tell me about that. I would like to hear about that. I hope I could watch your live.
I'm gonna go live because I gotta share this. This will be a first experience, like I said, for me. Oh, he's a preacher. So Miss Carmen just let me know that he's actually a preacher.
Wow.
Yes. So, oh my God, I can't wait. I just can't wait. Ring, ring, ring. Good morning, Gilly. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning. Motivational Monday. So we're discussing what your love language is, and we got Giselle on the line right now. So, and we also, she asked me a question like for Valentine's Day, what I'm doing, and I let her know that we're going to have a comedian on. Wait a minute, Tarika is up. Good morning, Tarika. Good morning, good morning. She is up. So we're discussing, the love language, and I was talking about we're having this comedian that's going to be at my church for Valentine's Day, and then I just got told that he's actually a preacher. But he's not just a comedian. He's funny. So he's not just a comedian. So, yeah, I can't wait to go live and check. Oh, my God, it's going to be amazing. So we have Tarika is up. I can't believe it. Tarika's not a morning person, but she's up. So I feel love. See, right here this morning, this is my love language. That right there, she woke up to come to get up. So that's my love language right there. I feel the love. I just don't know what to. I'm going to do hearts.
You're so silly.
Somebody that's always up in the morning, like Gilly, you know? Shout out to Gilly. Ring.
Oh, yeah, Gilly is always in the morning, up and early. I've been missing his thing. He's really up and early.
Yeah, he's a morning person.
You know,
shout out to Anthony.
Yeah,
he's a morning
like
person.
Me.
You, Queen. Oh, Queen Salou, my urban Christian sister. Queen Salou. So, Tarika, I'm playing around with her, but Tarika is actually my partner for the urban Christian women line that we're going to do Wednesday. So, Tarika, I was explaining to them, well, Giselle asked me what I was doing for Valentine's Day, and I told her what we're doing and about the comedian. So, we're going to go live to share that with everybody. At Crossover Church, 1235 Fowler Avenue in Tampa, if anybody's around.
And congratulations on your line, by the way.
Thank you. So that falls under two companies coming together, two Christian women that are about their business just coming together and starting this lineup. And I think it's important. I think it's important that you embrace.
Yeah.
Like if people will... with all these type of craziness on their T-shirts, you know, I don't mind. And so what an urban Christian woman is, you know, reading the Bible with your big bamboo earrings on, right? Praising the Lord with your side ponytail, you know what I'm saying? accepting the hip-hop culture and still praising God. So that's what Urban Christian Women Movement is really about.
Oh, that's really dope. That's really dope. It's another way of saying it doesn't matter how you are. God loves you anyway.
God loves you. No, there you go. That's the message.
I love that.
In your hot mess, whether you wear whatever, it don't matter. If your ponytail's on the side, in the middle, on top of your head, you got 1,000 tattoos, none of that matters to God. Oh, what matters to God
is
your
heart. You ran out of the bed, it doesn't matter. You ran out of the bed, but you made it.
There you go. Because we accept a lot of people that Lord knows on church. Like, listen, we're not judging. Come in here and get this work. Come in here and get loved on. Because I'll be right in the front just hugging up on people like, oh, I love them pajamas. This is hot. Because it don't matter, like, you know. So God wants our
hear the word and practice the word.
Yeah, because people could people could come in a three-piece suit and not have that love in their heart. So what, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. Preach. Preach us. <Yeah. laughs> No. It's not just going to the church and listen to the words. It's also put into practice. Put the words to practice.
Pieces in it. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some pieces in it. Good morning.
I love you.
Freddie. I see you, Freddie. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Marisol. Good morning, Marisol Medina. Good morning. You're all with Emma E2K, Motivational Mondays. And we're discussing your love language. What is your love language? I think to me, even before affirmation, right, because affirmation is about words, so laughing is very important to me. Like if in friendship or whatever, if we can't laugh or if you can't make me laugh or if I got to be always serious around you, I'm not comfortable like that. I got to be me. Like even when I preach, I'm funny. Like I'm just me. Like, you know, I love laughter. And to me, I feel that when you get someone to laugh, that brings their defense walls down. Like people are always like, ugh, ready, protect. Like, oh,
you don't want to walk in eggshells. You don't want to walk in eggshells.
Yes.
No matter if it's in a friendship or whatever.
Yeah. So if we can't laugh about like ourselves or whatever, if we can't, you know, have that quality time and just, you know, and engaging and all that, like it's like, what are we doing? Like, I'll just see you Sunday at church then. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much.
So. Yeah. That's why we do a lot of sister days, and I love to, you know, be with my queen sisters, and we'll have that sister day where we're just empowering each other. But I also have those days, even with my married, people. I go out on, you know, I do events and all that with people that are married, and I pour into them too. You know, I love on them. I encourage them to be praying for their marriage and all that, because that's what we call to do. We're supposed to do that. Even as single women, even as a single woman, I have to be praying over other people's marriage. You know, I have a responsibility towards that. Come on, and people don't realize, they're like, oh, married, I'm just going to pray for my own. No, you got to pray for that marriage too. That's important. It's about kingdom business, and I'm about my father's business all day. So since I got two more minutes to wrap up the show, thank you for calling. I love you. You just always support the show, and I appreciate you totally. So I thank you.
Because it's so easier. I thank you for having this line, because you see, like for Gilly, I've been missing his videos because now I've been driving a lot, and I can see the videos, but if it's a phone call, I got Bluetooth, I got my partner here listening to your words of wisdom, and it's all about spreading the love. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, sis. I love you. Have an amazing day, and be careful out there in the streets.
Thank you, darling. I love you, too. Queen salute.
Okay. Queen salute to you, too, sis. So I put you on hold, but you can continue to listen to the end of the show, sis. Okay. So I want to read something before I get off, and I appreciate everybody that's on live on Facebook with me, and those that are tuning in through however they can tune into. I appreciate you. So Marisol from Facebook says, thank you for starting my week on a good note. Yeah, well, that's the point. That's the point of Motivational Mondays. I'm trying to get your spirit moving, trying to get you to be grateful for another day. Like, we wake up sometimes and the first thing we're doing is complaining, like, oh, my God, I don't feel good. I want to keep sleeping or whatever. I'm supposed to say, Jesus, Lord, thank you. I opened my eyes. There's some people that won't be that fortunate, you know. So the other day I was feeling some ways because, you know, my first love, my ex that was murdered more than 20 years ago, it was his birthday. And then I started really, like, thinking about that, right? And in knowing, because now I'm walking, you know, and I have Jesus in my life, so I'm walking a Christian walk, knowing that if you don't accept Jesus in your life, You know, when you pass over, when you transition, you're not going to be in Jesus' feet. And I'm not just saying that just to scare people or whatever. I'm just saying read your Bible. Open up your Bible today. Hey, you know, get up in your Bible and know what it is for yourself. You know, I respect everybody and what they want to do. Because if God gave you free will, who am I to say anything else? I'm not judging nobody. My thing is to love on people and spread the message. That's all. I'm just an ambassador. Don't shoot the messenger, okay? Just saying. So today is February 12th. So this is the book that I read from, A Little God Time for Women. Men, don't worry. This sometimes could apply to you or could apply to the women in your life. I'm a little blind, so bear with me. Meditate on goodness. Do you ever catch yourself dwelling on the negative aspects of life? Ooh, I didn't even know this. I was going to read this. We can be nonchalant when someone tells us good news, but talk for hours about conflict, worries, and disappointment. It is good to communicate things that aren't going so well in our lives, but we can also fall into the trap of setting our minds on the wrong things. Are y'all listening? Okay, all right. Paul saw the need to address this within the church of Philippi. Philippi. Don't judge me. Philippi. It seems there were people in the church that thought too highly of themselves and allowed discord to reside in their midst. Think of what dwelling on the negative actually does. It creates feelings of hopelessness, discouragement, and a lack of trust in our God, who is good. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Philippians 4:8. The word of God. Do you need to ask for forgiveness for a heart that has been too negative? Can you find anything in your life and the lives of others that have virtue or are worthy of praise? Choose to dwell on the true, noble, just, pure, and lovely things and experience the refreshing nature of a positive outlook. So what was all that about? Stop concentrating on all the bad stuff or on the negative stuff, and start concentrating on that you woke up today, that your kids are healthy, that you got that job, that promotion, that you, you know, received Jesus in your life, that you just got married, that you're celebrating an anniversary, that you got your hair did. Okay, I didn't do mine yet. My bangs are on fleek, but I'm just saying, this is an example. You know, just celebrate and concentrate more on the positive stuff, that you met somebody, that your Boaz is going to show up one day, you know, that your queen is just out there just waiting for you to get your stuff together. Concentrate on the good thing, on the love. Stop concentrating on what you don't have. Stop concentrating on what failed. Stop concentrating on what you can't control. That's all that meant. All that I just read now. That's all that, that's the bottom line. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm going a little over my time, and I figured that I would do that. So it's okay. It's no big deal. But I appreciate everybody that's come on Facebook Live. I appreciate those that call in. So some people could call in and listen to the show. You call in the number 213-943-3705, and you can just, you know, listen on the phone. Like, my girl Giselle, she listens from her job, and, well, you know, while she's driving, she can't see live video, but it's okay. So she, you know, she tunes in. Or you can log in www.lushradioonline.net, and you can hear us through there. Either way, I appreciate everybody. We're a worldwide audience. I have people from everywhere tuning in. Puerto Rico, shout out to Puerto Rico. Shout out to New York City. Shout out to Florida. Shout out to Jersey. Shout out to Hawaii. Okay, I got people chiming in from Hawaii. So, oh my God, that's nothing but Jesus. I ain't even taking no credit. That goes straight up to God. So shout out to all those that just tune in and just want to hear a good word to begin. Shout out to Vegas. Ooh, Vegas is in the building. All right, I see you, Ariseli. Shout out to Ariseli from Las Vegas, Nevada. So we have a worldwide audience, and I appreciate that. I'm so humbled by it. I'm honored by it that I'm able to come here as a representative. I'm here to represent my father, to do kingdom business, and I'm still, you know, loved because I noticed that when you come on here and you talk positive and you talk about your beliefs, people right away are like, no, no, I want to see the ratchet stuff. I want, you know, the people acting crazy. That's what I want to see. But you know what? If you believe that, you know, it's about love, then share this video. Share this video so somebody can receive it, whatever it is, so they can know it. So they can know that God wants to have a relationship with you. Today, tomorrow, he's waiting. He's just, listen, time is on his side, not ours, you know. So make sure that, amen, yes, God bless you too. God bless you too, Ariseli. So time is not on our side. I know that I'm reaching a milestone right now, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to be doing the show next week. So that's why I be so excited when I come on. I'm like, yes, Lord, thank you that you gave me the opportunity. You gave me, you have mercy and favor on me. I'm highly favored, you know, like the one, I'm just saying. Anyway, so, and I appreciate being able to come on and be me, you know, just being me, being the daughter of the King of all kings. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you for sharing, for calling, for tuning in, for doing, you know, doing all that and just loving on people. So not only for Valentine's Day, but for every day. Just love, man. Love wins everything. Love triumphs all. No matter what people try to throw at you, love is a trump card. Love is a trump card, right? So happy Valentine's Day. 1 billion rising, don't forget. Motivation on Mondays with your positive and empowered host, Emma E2K. Good morning, Melody. Good morning, Queen. Queen salute. Yes, trying to shine a light on them. Yes, absolutely. We all got to do, right? So when we learn, we teach. That's what we're supposed to be doing. You learn something, let's move it forward. Don't just hold it. It's not for us just to hold. It's for us to keep it going like a hot potato. There you go. Here's some Jesus. Here you go. Here's some Jesus. Yes, Janet is an awesome makeup artist. Yes, Ariseli, I can tell that you're friends. But she is. She's my cousin, and she is. So anyway, I stood on, like I said, a little longer just to be able to share some things. I'm just going to go out into the blaze of glory with some music, with some Sheena Iwin featuring Buttercup. But until the next time, see y'all next week. Be blessed. Stay amazing. Know that he loves you in your hot mess. Right where you at, right there in that area where you're wondering and thinking like, oh, I'm not the greatest or whatever. You are made in his image. So therefore, you are amazing and you are great. And fix that crown up. And when it tilts to the side, you fix it. Because until they don't see that crown, they cannot see you. Stay amazing. See you next week, babe. So I'm going into music. I will not walk there.
Give up, don't do it, babe. Love us too, but it's just not in our blood. We were built for this to be conquerors. We won't be stopped at all. Didn't you know?
Because we have a choice.